If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
No.
Business update with Gule Tufupi on Kaya 959.
She brings you Kaya Biz Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. Now, Gugu, I've got one question. How does a person buy half a mall? Or, more specifically, why would anybody sell half a mall?
Well, it's quite interesting. I guess it definitely depends on how the owners actually want to derive value from the asset. And sometimes you're just sitting on an asset that is of great quality. You still want to have some sense of ownership and control over it, but also need to get some value out of it. In other words, money. So HiProp, they're a property company that operates in the retail shopping space. They have a number of shopping malls at the likes of Southgate, Rosebank Mall. But probably one of the crowns in their, or jewels in their crown, has to be Hyde Park Corner. And they are actually selling 50% of Hyde Park Corner worth 1.6 billion rand to Millennium Equity Partners. Now, what's interesting is that this is a listed company selling half of this business to a private equity player. So it will be in the hands of this private operator. And from what we understand, this has been an ongoing negotiation for quite some time. Now, they do mention that they will continue to reuse the remaining 50% of the mall. Despite the fact that there'll be two separate owners, they will still continue to have a property management company in place to make sure that their relationship with their tenants is still prioritized. And if you think about Hyde Park Corner, I don't know if you've been there, but it really is a center that does garner quite a stronghold in terms of anchor tenants. They recently had the inclusion of the likes of Checkers replacing Pick and Pay a few months ago. They have the usual suspects like Woolies and are also known to popularly house a number of boutiques and jewelry stores. So ultimately, it's still performing incredibly well with minimal reductions in terms of vacancies at the shopping center, and one where they continue to attract a heightened level of foot traffic. Meanwhile, this appears to be HiProp's strategy to make sure that they are diversifying and kind of pulling out of certain assets that might be overpriced or highly sized for them to manage, and are now strategically focusing the objective on regional malls rather than mid-sized malls. So it's part of the business strategy. They're unlocking value, and I guess for the private equity players, this is an opportunity for them to get into some deal flow for the short to medium term.
So let's move on, I guess, to our central bank. We currently have an inflation targeting policy, which is what we adopt in terms of monetary policy, right? Seemingly it's worked. It's been existing since, I guess, the advent of democracy. Now the SARB is looking to review that. What else could we go to, and what's the review about?
Well, the review for the moment speaks to that inflation targeting specifically. Now, if we go back to some of the fundamentals of economics, there's a very strong relationship between interest rates as well as inflation. Inflation, which is essentially the measure of how quickly the cost of living increases or decreases. If we do take a look at the target that the South African Reserve Bank has, that currently sits between 3 to 6%, but that particular target hasn't been reviewed since the year 2000. And since then, as you can imagine, there've been a number of shifts and changes to the size of South Africa's economy, the drive of inflation globally and abroad, and also just trying to ensure that our inflation targeting metric is in line with the aspects to support growth in the country. So we do understand that just over the last 2 days, members of National Treasury and the South African Reserve Bank had gathered to ensure that they are able to review the targets of the South African Reserve Bank. No key outcomes have been shared just yet, but one thing is certain, that the South African Reserve Bank is typically compared quite favorably in comparison to its international counterparts, abides by international standards. And given some of the shifts we've been seeing at central banks like the US Federal Reserve, which focuses on jobs and inflation, hoping to target growth as well, the ECB, which currently focuses strictly on inflation, that's the European Central Bank, it is looking to ensure that it keeps in line with the international best practice, but still remains locally relevant to the economic dynamics that we face as a company of what's really been two economies in South Africa. So we have yet to hear the outcomes, but I believe a step in the right direction just to ensure that the independence, the integrity, and the innovative structure of our financial services institutions remains competitive.
And so what are the markets looking like?
Markets, it hasn't been a bad start to the month of July. The JSE All Share Index closed in positive territory yesterday, largely led on by the financial services stocks together with those in metals and mining. We'll open up from 96,911 points today. Currency-wise, we are still strong. If anything, we appear to be the flavor of the month as an emerging market economy. Just hopeful that we don't score any own goals this time around. 1761 is where we're trading to the US dollar, 2420 to the British pound, and 2077 against the euro.
Thank you very much. She brings you Kaya Biz, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m.
Business Update with Gulit Mfupi on Kaya 959. If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.